You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. What's bigger than a galaxy? A whole bunch of galaxies clumping together to form a cluster. These are some of the most massive objects in space. And scientists can use these clusters to look back in time. Way back in time. Astrophysicist Rachel Paterno-Mahler will be talking about galaxy clusters tonight at the First Friday Astronomy event put on by the Boise State University Physics Department. She is a visiting assistant professor at the W.M. Keck Science Center, and she is joining me live in studio. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
So, simple question. What is a galaxy cluster? What's it made of?
A galaxy cluster is a collection of galaxies, as you said, but they also have other things in them. The galaxy part is actually the smallest part, so it's only 2 to 3% of the stuff in a galaxy cluster is actually galaxies. About 15% is hot gas, so it's very, very hot, and so we can only see it with X-ray telescopes. And then the rest, about 80%, is dark matter, which we don't know what that is.
We don't know what that is.
We don't know what that is, but we know that it's there. We can sense its presence.
So do you know how many galaxies are in a cluster? I mean, do you have to have a certain number to make up a cluster?
It's not a hard and fast number. And so we have things that are groups. Like our Milky Way galaxy is in what we call the local group. And there are two or three major galaxies in our local group and then a bunch of smaller galaxies. So that's kind of group size. And then clusters are maybe 10, 50, up to thousands of galaxies in a really big galaxy cluster.
And then speed is important, right, when it comes to defining a cluster?
Yeah, so we know that all the galaxies are part of the same cluster. We can measure how fast they're moving, and we can measure how fast the galaxy cluster as a whole is moving. And if they're all moving at around that speed, we call them a cluster. But it's a range of speeds.
So then what have you learned so far about galaxy clusters? Like, what do they do?
They're really great places to study how much dark matter is in our universe. We can also learn about how much dark energy is in our universe from galaxy clusters. And since most galaxies in the universe are in either a group or a cluster, we can learn about how galaxies form, how they evolve in the cluster environment where most of them live. So it tells us how they form, what's going to happen to them as they age. So they're a great place to learn about galaxy evolution.
Oh, interesting. So there's a term called gravitational lensing?
Yes.
Okay, so what is this then? How do you use it to actually really, because this is how you look back in time, literally.
It's really cool stuff. So I guess I will also add that we can use galaxy clusters. We learn about galaxy clusters themselves by studying the clusters, but we can also use them as these cosmic telescopes to look back in time with gravitational lensing. And so Einstein, when he was developing his theory of general relativity, he predicted that mass bends light. So anything that has mass can bend light. A planet can bend light. Our sun will bend light. Galaxies themselves bend light, and galaxy clusters bend light. And the bigger the object, the more obvious this light bending is. And so that's why galaxy clusters are great at this. So what happens is that you have a galaxy behind your galaxy cluster, and the cluster is between you and this galaxy behind it. And the light from the galaxy comes through, it bends around the galaxy cluster, just like if you wear glasses, your light gets bent through your glasses and focuses. But in gravitational lensing, you get multiple images. So you'll see the same background galaxy multiple times in your picture of the sky. And through that, you can calculate how big your galaxy cluster is, and gravitational lensing also magnifies things. And so we can look at these faraway background galaxies that we wouldn't necessarily be able to see even with the best telescopes like the Hubble Space Telescope. So we can boost the Hubble Space Telescope's observational power by using galaxy clusters to magnify these really far away background galaxies and study them in so much more detail than we would be able to do, even if we could see them with Hubble.
So how far back can you actually see back in time with these galaxy clusters?
So one of the things that I'll be talking about tonight and that a team that I've been working on has found is a galaxy that was formed about 500 million years after the Big Bang.
Oh my gosh.
We're looking back in time 13.3 billion years to see this galaxy.
And then what have you been able to discover from being able to go back that far?
We want to learn about how these galaxies form, how stars form in these galaxies, you know, what they're telling us about what we think we know about the universe. So right now we only have, I think, a handful. You can count on a number of fingers that you have on one hand, galaxies that are that far away. So we're really just starting to get a picture of how they form and the processes that by which they form through. So we're still, trying to get a handle on them because we only have about a handful, but very cool stuff.
I'm talking with astrophysicist Rachel Paterno-Mahler, who will be talking about galaxy clusters tonight at the First Friday Astronomy event. This is always put on by the Boise State Physics Department, so you can attend that. Okay, I want to step away from space for a minute because I heard a rumor, but I think it's true. Were you on Jeopardy?
I was.
Okay, what was that like?
The rumors are true. Oh my gosh, it was so much fun. It was, I would do it again in a heartbeat if I could. It was just one of the greatest experiences of my life.
So did you have to, like, apply? I mean, how does the whole process work?
There's an online test, and I've taken
it. Oh, you have to take a test?
Yeah, I've taken it a few times before, and I heard a rumor that if you put Los Angeles down as your city, audition city, I don't know if this is a true rumor, then you are more likely to get called for an audition. And
everyone is going to be from LA now.
Anecdotally, that was true, because when I moved back to Los Angeles after being away for a few years, that's when I got the call for my in-person audition.
Okay.
You do an in-person audition, which was also super fun. You meet all sorts of awesome people. All of the producers and people that work at Jeopardy are so great and so nice. And so you do a little in-person audition.
So is it similar to the show? Is that?
Yeah. You do another written test to make sure that you didn't cheat on the first written test.
To make sure you're smart enough to be on the show.
And then they do, like, practice with the buzzer and making sure that, you know, you can ring in on time and that you'll have a good personality
for the show.
And then, I don't know, a few, maybe not even 6 months after I did my in-person audition, I got the call to go on, be on the show, and it was so much fun.
How far did you get?
I won one episode, and then in the second episode, things really went south for me. But you know what? It was still fun. Loved it.
Do you still remember what that final Jeopardy question was?
I remember the one that I won on, and it was, I don't remember the exact wording, but it was about a book written in 1984 by a Canadian author, and it was her first book not set in Canada that didn't have any of the action take place in Canada. And it was The Handmaid's Tale by Margaret Atwood.
Oh my gosh.
Which is a book I had read a couple times, and I had just recently reread it. And so I was pretty confident when I saw.
How much did you bet?
I bet it all.
Good for you.
I was too tired. That was actually not the best wagering strategy, but I was too tired to figure out what the correct wagering strategy was. And so I just said, you know what, I'm betting it all.
And look at that. You won an episode. That is so cool. Okay, so you will be speaking tonight, as we said, but we had to talk about Jeopardy.
Oh,
you know?
Totally fine. I loved it. It's so much fun.
It's just not every day you get a Jeopardy contestant, you know, on your show. We have been talking with astrophysicist Rachel Paterno-Mahler. She will be speaking tonight about galaxy clusters. This will be at 8:30 at the First Friday Astronomy event. This is put on by Boise State Physics Department. You can ask her more about Jeopardy, too, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much, Rachel.
Thank you.
Up next, we're talking bull riding in Sun Valley. I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters.